谁知道我们软弱，
Dear Heavenly Father, you know we're weak.
所以他特别设立圣餐提醒我们。
Therefore, he instituted this holy communion to remind us.
他没有说多久吃一次圣餐。
He did not say how often do we need to have this holy communion.
所以每一个教会都有不同的时间来吃圣餐。
So every church has a slightly different time to have this holy communion.
我们是每个月吃一次，有的教会每个礼拜吃一次。
So in our church, we have this holy communion once a month, but some church they have holy communion every week.
有的教会，他每一次聚会都吃圣餐。
Some church, every time they gathering, they have holy communion.
不管怎么样，为的是要纪念我们的主。
No matter what, the purpose is to remember our God.
纪念的什么呢？
What's to remember?
圣经里面写了许许多多我们主耶稣做的事情。
So in the Bible, it is written many things that our Lord did.
我们要纪念耶稣为我讲的话、做的事情。
We need to remember what Jesus said to us, what Jesus did for us.
让我们能够在灵里头重生。
So we have this new life in our spirit.
我们的生命可以改变。
Our life can change.
让我们过一个荣耀神的生活。
Let's have a life we glorify our God.
他有的时候做的事情非常不合平常的理。
Sometimes what Jesus did is done cannot be understood by normal person.
甚至有的人误会，以为他在犯罪了。
Even some people they think Jesus sinned.
耶稣没有犯罪，
Jesus never sinned.
他做每一样事情都有一个目的。
Everything he did has a purpose.
今天我们要看一个小小的这个事情故事，在记载在圣经里头。
So today we're going to read about a story in the Bible.
很多人不能够明白，觉得这个是有什么意思啊？
Many people cannot understand what's the meaning of this story.
但是你知道以后，你明白以后，你就可以知道，耶稣是要改变我们的生命。
So after you understand this story, you will understand why we need to change our life.
一个人说信耶稣，但是他的生命没有改变。
If someone in their mouth they said, "I believe in God," but there is no change in his life.
我们觉得他的信有问题。
So we think that this belief has some problem.
我们不是神，我不能够来批评、来论断别人的信心。
So we're not God. We can't criticize or judge other people's faith.
只有神可以判断一个人。
Only God knows, the person's heart.
但是我们可以看这个外表，
But we can see the appearance.
谁让我们不是单单用嘴传耶稣？
God does not want us just to preach the gospel with our mouth.
而是用我们的生命，用我们的生活来证明主耶稣。
God wants to use our life, use our daily, everything we do to prove Jesus is alive.
所以很自然的，我们信了耶稣以后，会有一个改变。
So it's very normal after we believe in Jesus, we have a change.
让我们一起来看看圣经里头的这个故事，很有意思。
Let us together to read this story in the Bible. It's a very interesting story.
而且大部分的人都已经知道这个故事。Majority
of us, we already know about this story.
如果你从来没有看过这个故事，不知道这个故事，今天我们来看一看。If
you never heard about this story, let's learn this story together.
这记载在约翰福音第4章。
It is written in John chapter 4.
请大家翻到圣经约翰福音第4章。
Please turn your Bible to Gospel John chapter 4.
大家找到了吗？
Did you find chapter 4?
我从第一节看起。
Let's read from verse 1.
你不要把你的圣经把它关掉，我们继续一节一节的这样看下去。Please
do not close your Bible. We're going to read verse by verse.
这个地方呢，讲什么？第4章第1节，他说：“主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒施洗比约翰还多。”
So verse 1, now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was again baptizing more disciples than John.
第2节说，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。
Two, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples.
第3节，他就离了犹太，又往加利利去。
So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee.
如果你不知道当时的地理，这有个地图可以给大家看的。
So if you don't know about at that time what's the geographic places, we have a map for you for reference.
这个地图稍稍有点的这个不一样，实际上在当时这个。长形好像香蕉一样的，这个以色列犹太人的国，犹太国是一个长形的。
So at that time, actually, Israel is a long, the shape is a long.
它分作3个大部分，
It's divided into three parts.
一个是上边是加利利。
On the top is Galilee.
一个是下边，犹
So,
大，
bottom is Judea.
在中间有一个地方叫做撒玛利亚。
So in between, there is a place called Samaria.
这个地图，我不是很清楚，分界不是很清楚。
So this map a little bit not clear.
啊，你可以从这个大致你看到加利利、撒玛利亚。有的啊，
But on this map, you can see Galilee, Samaria, and Judea.
呀，所以耶稣要从这个耶路撒冷，在下边的耶路撒冷，
So Jesus wants to leave from Jerusalem.
要回到这个加利利去。
Back to Galilee.
但是当时的生活习惯，
But the custom at that time.
犹太人如果这样子回去加利利或者到犹大就这样，他们就不走过撒玛利亚。
So when they go from Galilee to Judea, they don't want to go past Samaria.
那他们怎么办呢？他们就从这个耶利哥，你看到耶利哥吗？耶利哥在哪里？在耶利哥是吧？ 然后走到约旦河的外面。
How can do? They have to go to this city and don't go past the River Jordan.
走过去，然后再上去，
And then they go north to Galilee.
一直过了这个撒玛利亚，再走回来。
And then they pass Samaria, then they return to Galilee.
为什么这么样的
Why
麻
they do
烦？
this?
为什么这么麻烦？
Why is it so inconvenient?
因为他们不要走过撒玛利亚人的地方。
Because they don't want to pass a place, Samaria, they stay.
因为撒玛利亚人是一群人，不是纯种的犹太人。
Because Samaritan, they're not pure Jews.
这些人是当时是和外族人通婚，
So Samaritan, they marry to Gentile.
他们有许多犹太人的生活的习惯。
They still keep some of the Jewish custom.
但是因为他不是纯种的犹太人，所以犹太人不和他们来往。
Because they are not pure Jewish. So Jewish people, they don't want to have any relationship with Samaritan.
因为犹太人看外邦人，就是非犹太人，是不洁净的。
So Jews, they see Gentile or anyone who's not a Jew, they're not pure.
所以这些撒玛利亚人也被犹太人看作不洁净的人。
So the Samaritan, they think they think by Jews, they're unclean.
但是这撒玛利亚人，因为犹太人的态度，他们也很生气。
Because the attitude from the Jews, the Samaritan, they have hatred toward the Jewish people.
他说：“你们不理我们，我们也不理你。”
If you don't want to talk to me, I don't want to talk to you either.
所以，如果有人走到他们地方去，犹太人，他们不欢迎。
If the Jews pass through Samaria, Samaritan, they don't want to see the Jews.
所以这是当时的情形。
So that's the situation at that time.
但在这故事里头，很奇怪的，
But in this story, there is a little bit of strange thing happening.
耶稣没有走出这约旦河。这是平常人走的这条路，
So Jesus did not go to the east past the Jordan River, go to the Galilee, and then he used a different way.
他反而从这里一直走上去。
So he goes from Jerusalem directly toward, go north toward Samaria.
因为他身上有一个特别的任务。
Because he has a special mission.
还要去寻找一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
He's seeking a woman, Samaritan woman.
我还要这地图啊！呀，
We still need the map.
所以他不是这样走上去，他是这样子走上去。
So he did not take the usual way. He directly go past Samaria.
走到一个这个虚家的地方，
So Jesus get to this special place.
这里有一个井，叫做雅各井，
So there the well is called Jacob's well.
那有个山叫做基利申山，
So there is a mountain.
然后在这一群里头，在中间的这个地方。
So yeah, among a couple of cities in the middle.
所以你看，这个故事开始的时候就是这样子。所以第三节，他就离了犹太，就是 Judea，又去加利利，就到往北边。
So there you all story. Jesus left Judea, went back once more to Galilee.
第四节，他说必须经过撒玛利亚。
So in verse 4, now he had to go through Samaria.
所以，犹太人要走约旦河外边，
Therefore, Jewish people they have to walk past the Jordan River.
但是呢，耶稣他走过这个撒玛利亚地方。
Jesus walked through Samaria.
第五节，他说：“于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，
So verse 5, so he came to a town in Samaria.
名叫叙加。
Called the Sychar.
这个地方靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地。”
So this place near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph.
在那里有雅各井，耶稣因为走困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正。
Jacob's wife was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon.
那你如果看不见的话，这里有讲雅各井在这里。
So you can see the Jacob's well is over there, the pointer pointed.
所以耶稣走累了，就坐在井的旁边。
So Jesus is tired, he sat down by the well.
就是说，那时约在午正。
At that time is noon.
午正，有的人证明说是傍晚，有的人说是中午。
Some people say it's evening, sometimes they say it's noon.
不过有一件很奇怪的事情，就是没有。这个圣经没有提到别的人在这里打水。
So there's one strange thing, there's no other people there at the well at that time.
只有耶稣和这个女人。
There's only Jesus and this woman.
所以，不管是在中午也好，在傍晚也好，没有别的人。
So whenever it's evening or noon, but there is no other people.
第七节。他说：“有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对她说：‘请你给我水喝。
Verse 7, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, Will you give me a drink?
’”因为耶稣走路大概困乏、口渴了，就向这个女人呢、啊，她是撒玛利亚人，要点水喝。
So after a long journey, Jesus was tired and also he's thirsty. So he asked the Samaritan woman for a drink.
第八节说，那时门徒进城买食物去了。
Verse 8, his disciple had gone into the town to buy food.
第九节，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“对耶稣说，你既是犹太人，怎么向一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
The Samaritan woman said to him, You are a Jew, and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
原来，这下面说，原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
It says, For Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
就像我刚刚告诉大家，
It is like what I told you a few minutes ago.
这个女人看到一个犹太的男人坐在那里，她一定吓一跳。
So this Samaritan woman saw a Jew man, he must be a little bit startled.
不过他不看这个犹太人，他去打水了。
But he did not care about this Jew man, and then he went to do his business, got water from the well.
所以耶稣先开口，跟他说：“请你给我一点水喝。
So Jesus said to this woman first, Please give me a drink.
”开始了这个谈话。
Jesus started this conversation.
哎，这个妇人很奇怪。第九节，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢
So this Samaritan woman was very surprised. So she said to Jesus, You are a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?
？”而当时的那个情形，一个妇人不但是撒玛利亚人，并且。在一般来说，女人都是二等的公民。
So at that time, not only Samaritan woman, at that time, the women, they're a second-class citizen.
现在妇女平等了，
Now, the women has the equal right with the men.
他不愿意做二等公民了。
So they don't want to be the second class citizens.
但是当时他没有什么选择，
But at that time, she does not have a choice.
所以这个女人就向耶稣问：“你是一个犹太人，你像一个撒玛利亚人，并且是一个女人，要水喝吗？”
So this woman asked Jesus, "You are Jew, you are asking me, I'm a Samaritan woman, for a drink."
啊，第十节，耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐，和你对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。”
Verse 10, Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is asked you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water."
可以想象到，当时这个女人一定是非常的、非常的这个，不服气啊！
We can imagine this woman at that time, he couldn't understand.
你一个男人不遵守规矩，还向我要水，你还是个犹太人。
Why does men, you are men, you are Jew, you did not follow the rules, you ask me for a drink.
那耶稣趁这个机会，把宝贵的救恩告诉他。
But Jesus takes this opportunity to give her this gospel good news.
耶稣说：“你假如知道和你说话的是谁，靠着神的恩典，神的大恩典，他要把活水赐给你。”
So Jesus told this woman, "If you know who is talking to you, if you know he's going to give you this living water."
第11节，妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水的
Verse 11, "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?"
？”我不知道大家对这个井有什么了解。
I don't know everyone here if you understand about the well.
我小的时候，我们喝水都是从这个井水上喝
So
井。
when I was a child, when I need to drink water, we need to get water from a well.
如果你打到一个好的井，下面是一个泉水，活水。
So if this well works so well, it has a living water beneath that.
它不是靠着地下这个。一些的脏的水或者是雨水，而是有一个泉水这样子流出来。
Is because underneath it has a fountain. It's not from the rainwater or any dirty water diffused to the well.
这个水很干净，并且大人都说它是甜的。
So the water is very clean. When you drink, you taste it was sweet.
我小时候从来不觉得水是甜的了。
Why would a little kid never think water is sweet?
大人觉得干净的水呀、
But adults knows the clean water means sweet, good.
啊，我小的时候还有人卖水了。
Why was it little? There are the people that sell water.
我们家里有一个水缸啊，
So in my house, we have a
那个 utensil
big utensil to hold water.
呀，有人拿车子。拉了水来，你要不然几桶水，让他给你倒在你这个缸里头。
So there are the people, they are selling water with a car. And also, if you ask them for water, he's going to measure the water to put in your containers.
你要用的时候，你就从那个缸里头舀水了。
If you need to use water, you get a little water from the container.
这水是非常困难的啊，
So the water is very precious.
所以这个女人就感觉到很奇怪，你是不是在吹牛啊？
So this woman was very strange, thinking, "Oh, you're boasting."
打水的工具，
You
你
don't
怎么打这个活水呢？
have any tool to get water from the well. How can you get water from the well?
很显然，这个雅各井下面有一个活泉，
So obvious, there is a fountain beneath Jacob's well.
所以经过这么久的时间，大家还是用这个井的水。
So there is a long time, but there is water. They still can use the water from the well.
所以这个女人第一步一听到活水，就想到雅各井的水是活水。
So that when this woman apparently, when he think about the living water, he will think this water from Jacob's well is a living water.
还是从泉水的
It's from a fountain water.
，Yeah，所以这个女人觉得很奇怪，你在说什么？
So this woman feels very strange. He wants to hear.
第12节她说：“我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水。”难道你比他还大吗？
So, are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, and did also his sons and his livestock?
他觉得耶稣在骗他了。
He think Jesus is trying to deceive him.
你不要以为我是女人，你就骗我。
Don't think I'm a woman, you can deceive me.
你没有打水的工具，你怎么去打水啊？
You don't have any tool, how can you get water?
说很显然，他每次这个女人要去打水呀、要去用东西把这个水拿上来。
So apparently, when this water needs to get water from the well, he has to have a tool lower inside of the well to get the water out.
第13节，耶稣回答说："凡喝这水的，还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水。"就永远不渴。
Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst."
不但不渴的，那下边说："我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。"
Not never thirst, Jesus continued to say, "Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, well up to eternal life."
这个妇人被他听到耶稣一讲到水，他就想到雅各井。
So when this woman heard about the water, he think about the Jacob's well.
所以耶稣说："你喝我赐的水，永远不渴。
Jesus told her, "If you drink the water I give to you, you will be never thirsty again."
"说，哎，假如永远不渴的话，我就不需要来打水了。"
So this woman think, "Oh, if I will never thirsty, then I will never need to come to the well to work."
怎么会永远不渴呢？因
What?
为这个水要在它里面变成泉源。
Why she will be never thirsty again? Because this water has become a spring of water inside of her.
并且只涌到永生。
And until wells up to the eternal life.
他不知道耶稣讲的是他的生命。
She did not know Jesus talking about her life.
他以为耶稣讲的是水，
He thinks about, Jesus taught about the physical water.
耶稣是讲你接受他的救恩，这个新的生命是永远不死的。
Jesus talking about you receive his life, and then this life is going to be inside of you, and you have eternal life.
那这个妇人只是想到这个水。不渴，
So this woman only think about this water will make him never thirsty.
第15节，这妇人说："先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
”很显然，他要走很远的路。来打一点水，
Apparently, she has to walk a long way and to get water.
这水是人生的一个必需品啊。So
this water is a nice necessity for life.
我从来没有记忆我的老家在中国了。I
don't have any memory about my hometown in China.
是住在山里头了。It's
in the mountain.
我听着我父亲告诉我说，住在那个地方的人需要喝水啊，要跑很远的地方要去打水。
So I remember my dad taught me, for people who live in the mountain, if we need to drink water, we have to walk very, very long way to get water.
打回水了以后，不能够马上喝，要放在那边。
So after I got the water, we can't drink right away. We have to keep the water there.
让它沉淀，让这个里面的泥土就是沉淀下去。
Let the dirt sink to the bottom of the water.
水后来剩了一点点，上面一点点的水。
Then there is only a surface of water is clean.
所以这个水一定要煮饭也是它，洗脸、洗澡都是它，喝也是它。
So this water we have to use to wash our face, we have to use to cook rice, and also we have to use this to take a bath.
所以，如果你是用的洗脸、洗碗的、洗衣服了什么，那水不可以丢掉。
So after you use it to wash your clothes, wash your face, wash your utensils, you can't throw away this water.
还要做别的用了，
So you have
要喂猪了，要浇菜了，都是它了。
to use this water to let the pigs drink from here, or you can use this water to water the plant.
所以不可以随便丢掉了。
So you can't just throw away this dirty water, you already use it.
我就问我爸爸，我说为什么你们不搬家呢？
So I asked my dad, why you don't move to another place?
哎呀，我自己很聪明吧？
I think I'm smarter than my dad.
爸爸说没有地方去啊，
My dad says there's no other place we can move to.
根本就不知道往哪里搬。
We don't know where we can move to.
举目无亲，你知道搬哪里啊？
So we don't have any relatives. Where can we go?
我爸爸是他家里的第一个、唯一的一个人，从那山里头出来的。
So my dad is the only person who can come out from the mountain.
还不止啊，他大哥就是我大伯，他大哥是。在城里头开一个杂货店的，
So he's a big brother. That's my uncle has a little store in the city.
他叫我 grandpa 爷爷，叫他去学生意啊，到城里头学生意。
So my dad's dad asked my dad to go to the city to learn some skills.
在那个地方，他遇到一个传教士。
So in the small city, my dad meet a missionary.
那个人就告诉我的这个大伯，叫我爸爸去读书。
This missionary told my uncle that asked my dad to go learn something.
就读到高中毕业，叫他去读大学。
So my dad finished high school and then he went to college.
这实在是他第一个人去读书出来的人。
So my dad is the only one in my family. He come out of the mountain because he went to college.
所以，可以有读到这个女人的时候，我可以了解她讲的这个话和耶稣讲的这个话的。
So when I read about this Samaritan woman, I really can relate to the situation in this chapter.
你没有打水的器具，你打什么水呀？
You don't have a tool to get water from the well. How can you get water?
哎呀，这个耶稣。他说：“这妇人就给他一个考试啊，这题目 你如果能够有水的话，给我喝一点呢？
So this woman gave Jesus a test. If you have water, give me some to drink.
但是耶稣故意这样讲，要把救恩讲给他听。
So Jesus used this way because he wants to preach the gospel to this woman.
所以耶稣出了一个题目，要给他一个要求。
So Jesus gave this woman a condition.
耶稣说：“你去把你的丈夫也叫来。
So Jesus said, "Go get your husband to come here."
”这个女的一听，马上回答说：“第17节，妇人说我没有丈夫。
So this woman immediately said, "I have no husband."
”耶稣说：“你说你没有丈夫是不错的。”第18节，你已经有5个丈夫，你现在有的，并不是你的丈夫。
So Jesus said to her, "You're right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands. The man you now have is not your husband."
哎呦，他讲的这个话，这个女的吓坏了。
So when this woman heard about this, she was scared.
原来他做的这些事情，他以为没有人知道，结果耶稣都把他讲出来了。
This woman think what her life no one knows, but Jesus knows everything about her life.
这耶稣这个第19节，妇人说：“先生，我看出你是个先知。”
Verse 19, sir, the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet."
哎，所以他感觉到耶稣有一些不平常的地方。
Therefore, this woman knows that Jesus is not a normal man.
但是他顺便问一问，因为碰到一个先知也不容易。
So by chance, he wants to ask, maybe it's my chance, I can meet a prophet.
不晓得是故意问呢，还是真心的问。
We don't know what's the purpose he asked. Maybe sincere or not sincere.
想转一个话题，他说：“我们祖宗在这个山上礼拜，礼拜到说礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
So this woman changed the topic. Our Samaritan, we worship in the mountain, but you worship at a different place.
”我刚刚给大家一起讲了。就在这个旁边呢，有一个基地新山呢，就是在这个山上，他们照着犹太人的这个规矩，在这个基地新山上做了祭坛，来献祭敬拜神。
So I talk about this. There's a mountain close to Jacob's well. So on that mountain, they have an altar. They use this altar to worship.
啊，不一定是敬拜耶和华，但是他们也是有这样子的一个形式去敬拜神。
They may not know their worship a God, but they use
耶稣告诉他，地方不是这么重要，你的心更重要。
So Jesus taught this woman, where the place you worship is not important, but the most important is your heart.
因为神是灵，所以我们敬拜他，要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Because God is a spirit, we need to worship God with our sincere, with our heart.
哎呦，这个女人听了以后，真是觉得扎心。
So after this woman heard that, he feels like he has this feeling goes into her heart.
并且耶稣告诉他说：“你们拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
But Jesus taught this woman, what you worship, you don't know, but what we worship, we know. And we know salvation comes from the Jew.
”第25节， 妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚就是的，称为基督的要来，他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。
So the woman said, I knew that Messiah, also called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us.
这个弥赛亚就是希伯来文的这个基督就是 Christos，就是希腊文的。
So we know Messiah is in Hebrew and Christ is in Greek.
所以耶稣说，你要等这个弥赛亚来和你说话的，就是他。
So Jesus says, you're waiting for Messiah, but who is talking to you is him.
耶稣把自己介绍给他看，
So Jesus introduced himself to this woman.
这个现在门徒回来了，看见耶稣和一个妇人讲话。第27节，只是没有人问他说为什么要和他讲话。
So just then, his disciple returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman, but no one asked, "What do you want or why you're talking with her?"
他们知道耶稣做事情不是按照常理出牌了。
So they know Jesus do things does not according to the normal custom.
第28节，那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去了。
So 28, then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people,
对众人说，第29节。你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
said to the people, come, see a man who taught me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?
所以，他到城里头去，把耶稣介绍给他们。
Therefore, this woman go into the town and introduce Jesus to the people in the town.
耶稣找的这个女人，把这个实在的情形，把救恩介绍给这个女人，女人接受了，承认，不敢很确定，但是承认耶稣是先知，是弥赛亚。
So Jesus find this woman and preach to this woman that he is God. And also this woman received Jesus. He knows he's not for sure what Jesus who is, but he knows Jesus the prophet, Jesus the Messiah.
没想到他这样子的一个行为，这样子去做，就改变了他的生命。
You can't imagine when this woman proclaimed the gospel to other people, he changed her life.
他肯定是他一生在寻求什么，某些事情。
So this woman is seeking for some truth her whole life.
他心里边得不到满足，
So he can't sacrifice her heart.
他对世界的看法有一个很特别的，就是说，我要得到我所需我要的，他心就满足了。
He knows he has an urge. He has looking for something. If I can find this thing, I can be sacrificed.
我不知道他
Satisfied.
对这些男人。有什么需要？
We don't know what this woman needs from the men.
圣经没有讲，
The Bible did not tell us.
他这6个丈夫，他是在寻求爱情呢，还是寻求金钱呢，还是寻求地位呢？
So she had six husbands. The Bible did not tell us if she's looking for money, she's looking for true love,
还是他需要小孩呢？
or if she needs children.
不知道啊，
We don't know.
找一个 不行，再找一个，不行，再找一个，
He
一直在寻找。
find one. No, it's not for me. Find another one. Not for me. She's continue looking for the perfect one.
遇到耶稣以后，他的人生观、他的世界观、他的价值观都改变了。
So after she meet Jesus, she changed, including her worldview, including her outlook on life, including her value.
以前他把生命寄托在这些男人的身上。
Before she had her life put on the hope of those men.
他现在知道，人不能给他满足。
Now he knows man cannot satisfy her.
他以前在寻找一个东西，就满足他自己，他始终找不到。
So before she was trying to find someone who make her happy, but she couldn't find it.
所以，当他听到耶稣可以给他活水的时候，他好高兴。
So when she receiving this living water, she was delighted.
如果我找不到，我不能自己打一个井啊！他最起码，我喝了这水以后就不要再渴了，满足了。
So she finally find this well that after I drink, I will never be thirsty again.
错误的观念，但是他所求的心灵的满足。
So she may has a wrong concept, but she wants to get her heart be sacrificed, satisfied.
但是耶稣告诉他，当时候来的时候，一切都要改变。
But Jesus taught her everything is going to change when the time is coming.
耶稣告诉他，他就是弥赛亚，他来告诉他所有一切要发生的事情。
So Jesus taught this woman, he is the Messiah. When Jesus comes, everything is going to change.
他立刻就感觉到，不是他自己满足就可以了，这是一个难得的机会，还要去告诉每一个人。
So this woman is not selfish. She knows not only myself have this water. I need to tell this good news to all other people.
甚至不隐藏他自己的坏行为。他不隐藏，
This woman did not try to hide her behavior.
他直接告诉大家说，也许别人都知道了，但他大胆的告诉大家说，我这种的行为他都知道。
So she opened her heart to all the audience, tell other people that Jesus knows everything, every sin she had committed.
所以他自己的生命已经不算什么。
So now this woman, her own life is nothing.
你们都来看的，都来听听。
Come to look, come to hear.
然后他走的时候，把水罐子也不要了。
When this woman leave Jesus, she even put her water jar away.
他知道，打水没有水罐子装是没有用的。
She knows you can't get water without the water jar.
他已经打了很久水了，所以他知道这个水罐子非常重要。
So get the water is already her profession. She knows how important the water jar is.
但是他的这个三观改变的时候，这么重要的水罐子，他不要了。
But her value system changed. It used to be very important as a water jar, but now it's not important anymore.
为什么？
Why?
他找到更重要的事情。
Because he find more important things for her life.
他看到比赛羊，
She meet Messiah.
你们都来看，
You come see.
他的生命整个改变了。
So her life totally changed.
以前重要的，现在不重要了；以前不重要的，现在重要了。
The important things in her life in the past is not important anymore, but the unimportant thing becomes more important of her life.
奇妙这个故事，约翰把它写下来。
So, John recorded this story in the Bible.
人是在寻求某些的事情，
Human is searching for something.
希望能够满足。
Hope their heart can be satisfied.
有多少人满足自己的生命？
So how many people they think I have this wonderful life?
有人需要更好的工作，有人需要更大的房子，有人可需要更好的车子，有人
A lot of people they are looking for better house, better car, or more money.
a better job，
A better job.
有的人没有孩子的，他要孩子。
So some people they don't have children. They are looking. They want to have children.
到底什么东西可以满足他？
What can satisfy our heart?
你心里面满足吗？
Do you feel like you are happy with everything you have?
什么东西可以满足你？
What can satisfy you?
你可以大胆的说，死而无憾吗？我没
So,
有任何 regret。
you can be brave, you can tell, so you have no regret.
可以说吧，
Can you say?
绝大多数人都不是这样子，
Most of people, they are not like this woman.
没有别的东西，我要多活几年了。
Maybe I don't want anything, but I want to live a little bit longer, a couple more years.
我就告诉他，今天晚上就是最后一夜了，
So tonight is your last night.
再多一点呢，多一点。
please give me more time.
叫什么？什么东西可以满足我们？
What can make us satisfied?
这个妇人找到主耶稣，
This woman find Jesus.
耶稣找到这个妇人，
Jesus find this woman.
耶稣寻找我们，找到了。
Jesus is looking for us and he find us.
现在问题说，你找到耶稣了吗？
But there is now is a question for me, for you. Did you find Jesus?
如果你找到耶稣，你的生命要改变。
If you find Jesus for sure, you need to change your life.
圣经里边充满了话语，告诉我说。
In the Bible, there are so many verses to say.
我们要重生，得到一个新的生命。
We need to reborn, we need to have a new life.
有一个新的生命，活我们剩下的这段时间。
So there's a new life for the rest of our life.
因为耶稣找我们，找到了，我们找耶稣，找到了。
Because Jesus is looking for us, He find us. We are looking for Jesus. We find Jesus.
所以我每次劝弟兄姐妹，你要确定，你找到了耶稣，是一个重生得救的人。
So every time I ask you the same question, if you find Jesus, you need to be a person who's newborn, reborn.
这个妇人觉得她自己没有什么重要，去告诉别人。耶稣是弥赛亚，就更重要。
So this woman knows she's not important. The most important thing for her to do is to proclaim, to tell anyone else, Jesus is my Messiah.
他跑这么远来打水，最后水罐子都不要了。
She walked for a long distance to get water, but she gave up her water jar.
有一个更重要的事情。 要告诉别人找到耶稣了。
Now she has this new mission. She needs to tell everyone she find Jesus.
我们说我们信耶稣，请问我们的生命有没有改变？
So we tell other people, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer. Ask yourself, did you have this new life? Did your life change?
还是要把柴米油盐酱醋茶。
Are you still think about the little things in your life? What to eat?
他说什么，我说什么；他做什么，我做什么。
What she said, what I said, what she did, what I did.
如果你找到耶稣，你的生命要有个改变。
If you find Jesus, you need to change your life.
怎么知道我重生得救？生命有个改变。
How do you know you had salvation? Because your life changed.
这生命有没有改变？
Your life changed.
你心里面有没有平安？有没有满足？
In your heart, do you have this peace? Do you have this sacrifice? Vacation. Sacrifice.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们将来都能够回到神的面前。
In one day, let us all can return to God.
耶稣诞生的时候就是末世的开始。
When Jesus is born, it's the beginning of the end of the world.
2000年过去了，耶稣还没有来。
2000 years passed, Jesus is not here yet.
你想还有多久耶稣来？
What do you think? How long it will take for Jesus to come?
所有的这个预言都应验了。
So all the prophet has been sacrificed, fulfilled.
耶稣就在门外了。
So Jesus is out of the door.
想一下，耶稣找到你了，你找到耶稣了吗？
Let's think. Did Jesus find you? Did you find Jesus?
你喝了这个耶稣给的活水，你还渴吗？
After you drink this living water from Jesus, do you still feel thirsty?
人干渴，不是没有水；人饥饿，不是没有饼。
When you're thirsty, it's not because you don't have water. When you're hungry, it's not because you don't have food.
因为人不听神的话，
Because a human does not listen to God.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我在天上的父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢你，
we thank you.